the data shows that this is an issue that impacts all districts across the state, both urban, suburban, and rural as well.
Abja Mida is deputy director at Education Trust New York. The organization has issued recent data indicating even with a large Latino and Black student population, one-third of all schools in the state have no Latino or Black teachers. In Erie County, there's a great need to increase diversity among educators.
If you look at the data for Erie County, excluding Buffalo, and charter schools in the county, 53% of Black students attend a school with no same-race teacher, and 87% of Latino students attend a school with no same ethnicity teacher in Erie County.
There are more than 30,000 Buffalo Public School students in grades K through 12. A little more than 47% are Black or African American, 19% Hispanic or Latino. However, teacher diversity is lacking. More than 80% of the teachers are white.
It is important that they see those who look like them in positions of success, like teachers, administrators.
Felice Brandy is a McKinley High School teacher at the newly formed Urban Teacher Academy, which is working to encourage high school students to consider a career as a teacher. Brandy will be part of tonight's panel discussion on educator diversity. She says there is often a difficulty in relationships between teachers and students from different races.
And a lot of the times, if the teaching staff is completely different from the students, if everyone's Caucasian and all the students are African-American and Latino, there's never going to be a voice at the table that can relate to what the students are going through and give like an inside voice.
Brandy points out desegregation approved in 1954 when the U.S. Supreme Court declared segregated schools unconstitutional actually pushed out teachers of color from the classrooms.
After desegregation, jobs for white teachers were kept while a lot of teachers of color were laid off. And I think that you really have to remember that there is, you know, a historical element here that we have to undo.
This is a very important issue because I feel as though we need more diversity as far as teachers go.
Buffalo school student Michaela Apolensis is a junior at the Emerson School of Hospitality. She will also be a panelist for tonight's conversation.
Sometimes it's very difficult because of the simple fact that we won't always have the same kind of background.
Do you ever feel there's a prejudice?
Maybe not so much of a prejudice, just more of like them not understanding where the culture and background is coming from. When I talk about like Hispanic culture, because I am Puerto Rican, I talk about Hispanic culture. I feel like a lot of white teachers aren't able to relate to what I am speaking of. And so to them, it's not as important and they're not as passionate about it as I am.
The Buffalo School District has been making strides in recruiting teachers from diverse backgrounds, including trips to Puerto Rico to find new city teachers. How would it help you if you did have more Puerto Rican teachers in the classroom? And would it be fair to other students that aren't Puerto Rican?
Having just even more than one or two would actually be helpful a lot because I'd be able to have conversations with them about more of my culture, seeing as though I am still learning myself.
And I always had teachers of color. Never went to a school where there were not teachers of color.
State Assemblywoman Crystal Peoples-Stokes recalling a time as a Buffalo student when there were teachers of color.
At some point in life, you really just needed to have a bachelor's degree and a good skill set to be a teacher. And then that changed. And, you know, somehow we decided that you need to be certified. And then even after being certified, that changed again. And now you need to have a master's. And so I think every time you change the goal line, you actually change the participants.
There are efforts to work on solutions to this problem. Peoples-Stokes says funding has been set aside in the state budget to create a pipeline pilot program. It would help some school-based employees, such as teachers' assistants, to become teachers. Peoples-Stokes has been working on this process with Regent Catherine Collins.
We know that there are a number of teachers in the Buffalo system who have bachelor's degrees, who have associate's degrees, and even a few who have master's degrees. If, in fact, something could happen by September, or if it's going to take a year, or if it's going to take 2 years, we believe that those folks who have master's possibly only need to have assistance in getting through the certification process, which Buffalo State and or Empire State College are on board to help them to be prepared to do that.
Studies have indicated if students of color have a teacher of color, it could be a game changer in their performance and could have a ripple effect on reducing chronic problems such as dropout rates and suspensions and improve a student's chance to attend college. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.